This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wayne County of Michigan has moved to decertify the election results that blocked 2-2 along party lines earlier this week. Initially, Monica Palmer and William Hartman voted against certification. After threats from the public and berating by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the two caved in and voted yes to certify. Now, in sworn affidavits, they refused to certify Wayne County results, claiming over 70% of mail-in ballots contained irregularities. Detroit is in Wayne County. Georgia election officials are expecting to release a report today on a hand tally of the presidential race. Although poll worker affidavits flood Georgia officials of irregularities, including ballot stuffing, political consultant Dick Morris tells Newsmax, not so fast.
The problem in Georgia is that the state will not give us the list of people who voted. And they have that, and they will not turn it over to us.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Let's get an update on the stimulus package needed by many hurting Americans. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans agree that a new coronavirus stimulus package has to be agreed upon to get money in the hands of the American people as the coronavirus pandemic continues across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying Republicans are ready, willing, and able to do another relief package.
Well, we have tried to do a fifth coronavirus bill. We, meaning the Senate Republicans, we tried. Twice. I heard Senator Gillibrand, who's my friend, say, well, you know, we should have appropriated money for the teachers to get into the schools to get them open. We tried. She voted against it because they didn't want to spend just $500 billion. They wanted to spend $2 trillion, and while we're at it, rewrite the immigration laws and let federal prisoners go.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lindy McDaniel, an all-star reliever who appeared in nearly 1,000 Major League Baseball games over 21 seasons, has died. He was 84. McDaniel debuted with the St. Louis Cardinals as a 19-year-old in 1955 and won 15 games as a starter 2 years later before transitioning to the bullpen. He led the majors with 27 saves in 1960.
And when baseball expanded, of course, we had to start traveling by airplane, to fly to the West Coast, and because it was too far to go by train and take too long. And the expansion of baseball is really an interesting part of baseball history and how it's caught on all over and other countries as well, especially Japan after World War II. They really took to baseball, and baseball expanded to the Latin American countries and Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic and Cuba even and places like that. So baseball is really seeing a great expansion from 8 clubs that were in each league, and all you had at the end of the season was the top club of each league actually playing in the World Series.
Close friend Bill Chambers says he died Saturday night in a suburb outside of Dallas, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, you thought it was going to be fun, right? Well, as they continue to count the ballots, every day there's more news that really leads you to believe that this whole election process is so fraught with voter fraud, it's so undeniable. I would say for most reasonable people, it would be undeniable. There are some people on the left that just, you know, can't even comprehend it. I mean, the Juan Williamses of the world, bless his heart, just cannot even see and get his brain around the fact that there was ballot stuffing. There's questions about Dominion voting systems, the whole mechanism along with the software, and on and on. You know, to the point, so obviously for one Sidney Powell, who, you know, we've known for the past 4 years and have gotten to know her very well, and as she said last week, she doesn't say anything that she can't prove. Well, is there enough proof there to really, to really do something about the results and change the results that really came along with a fixed objective? There was no doubt. I mean, there was an intended end to this voting process, just like the same type of end that happens in banana republics around the world. The former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Beaupre, is with us. Robert, this is unbelievable here in America that we're dealing with this kind of corruption in an election. Did I lose you? Bob, I'm not hearing you.
I'm not hearing a thing.
Okay, can you hear me now? Okay.
I can.
We had a little bit of space control, thingamajiggy, crisscross wires and stuff, but I think we're okay now. So, okay, go ahead.
I haven't heard anything until just now.
Okay. What I was saying is that with all, you know, the day-to-day reveal as they continue to count the votes, it becomes obvious that, there's something stinking real bad here in River City by way of voter fraud. This isn't anything. We've never seen anything like this before, Bob.
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. By the way, it's good to be on with you again. Sorry for the little mix-up at the beginning. I think we are looking at kind of third world stuff. And what I mean by that is this isn't the way elections are supposed to happen in the United States of America. We're supposed to be the pinnacle, the top of the heap, the indisputable source of truth, justice in the American way.
Right.
The fact that so many people have had angst, this isn't the first election. When people have said, is that really what happened? Was the vote count accurate? Did they get my vote? Did they get some wrong votes? We shouldn't especially in this age of such sophisticated technology and capabilities, we should never have that kind of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me state for the record that I expect when all the counting gets done, it looks like a pretty tall mountain for Donald Trump to climb to actually be declared the winner and be reelected. But is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. And even if Joe Biden ends up being the winner and sworn in on January 20th, don't we have a right as Americans to know what the actual tally really was?
Exactly.
And then looking forward, don't we have the right to believe that our elections are going to be fair and just and accurate and legal? Yes, we do.
Exactly.
So if what comes out of this exercise that we're wrapped up in the middle of right now, if we shine some light on the process, if we learn where mistakes were made or could be made, and I hope we talk about this software that
seems
to be at the heart of the big problem. If we can get better out of this, that's a good thing for America. And I think that ought to be our objective right now. Find the truth. If there's problems, let's fix the problems and get better and allow all Americans on both sides of the aisle, regardless of who you voted for, allow us to once again have confidence in our election systems.
Well, Bob, according to Reuters, the majority of America believes that there's something wrong, that this whole process is corrupt. I mean, that's a big statement, and this shouldn't be any big surprise. I mean, even Democrats were complaining about the Dominion voting systems, as early as 2 years ago. And so where's the FBI? Where's the CIA on all this stuff? And then we're finding out that the tentacles of this system that we're using here in America was born out of Venezuela. It was the system.
That's a confidence builder.
They're the ones that rigged the election for Cesar Chavez and for Maduro. And you find out that, this is all part of the welcome wagon package to every communist country in the leadership. That you get with it this software, this Smartmatic software that's tied into the system, and they just keep electing friends and neighbors, and they're happy, and the rest of the people just go, they're just, well, I guess maybe that's just the way it is. But here in America, because we're used to liberty and freedom, and we can smell a rat when a rat's around, and clearly a rat is around. Now, as you say, whether it changes the numbers, We won't know, because this thing has been so overwhelmed with corrupt votes and ballot stuffing. Bob, I mean, when have you ever heard where there's just an innumerable number of ballots that they voted just for the president? They didn't vote online. And you know that this is what happened, because look at how many seats got turned around, got flipped on the Republican House side. I mean, you're talking at least a dozen seats. Well, to have that kind of success and for Donald Trump still not to win, you got to be kidding me. This doesn't make mathematical sense, even on the face.
Now, as you said, Bill, you can smell a rat. And what we don't know right now is how much hanky-panky may have actually occurred. We ought to get to the bottom of that, shouldn't we? I mean, any objective American is going to say, yes, we absolutely need to. Let me read you just a very brief thing from the Texas Secretary of State. Maybe you've read this as well. Mm-hmm. They looked at the Dominion equipment and the Smartmatic software, and here's a direct quote. The examiner reports, this is from the Secretary of State in Texas again, the examiner reports raise concerns about whether the Democracy Suite 5.5A system, that's what we're talking about here, is suitable for its intended purpose, operates efficiently and accurately, and safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation. Now, that's why Texas rejected it.
Exactly.
It could be Manipia now. I will stay.
We got 10. We got 10 seconds. I'll tell you what, Bob. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Bob Boupre after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Hindi is the most widely spoken language in India, and the Tide Ministry is thrilled to partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club material on television. The goal is to capture the attention of children with songs, Bible stories and applications, memory verses, and other tools to help them understand and respond to God's truth in their own language. Of all the people in India, only 2% profess to be Christians. That leaves 1.2 billion who have yet to know Jesus as their Savior. Together, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead Hindi children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their homes and communities.
For more information about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help lead children across India into relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
He's a political analyst, a former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, a dairy farmer, a banker, a real estate developer, a buffalo rustler. I mean, he does it all. And one day I'm going to get out there on the farm because I want to be around where, you know, the buffalo roam just for once to say I could check it off my bucket list. And I promise I will sign off on any kind of liability. Because whenever you have somebody that's not experienced around buffalo, we can get in a lot of trouble. But I'm ready for some fun, I think, Bob.
We'll keep the gate open for you, Bill. We'd love to have you visit.
Okay, keep the gate and the lights on, man. I'm coming. I'm telling you. Hey, Bob, we were just talking about your first experience and go around in this. I mean, you've got the scars, and I'm sure as you're probably hearing every day about all this voter fraud that's going on across the country, you're wincing because some of the old scars are opening up again, and you feel kind of a reflex on the old pain.
Yeah, I've been there and done that. Of course, mm-hmm. In 2000, we had the Bush-Gore election. I was state party chairman. Thankfully, Colorado wasn't in doubt like Florida was, and we didn't go through near that scrutiny. But I was watching it, experiencing it as another state party chairman. Then in 2002, I ran for Congress and ended up having the closest election of all the congressional elections, all 435 in the House. Mine was the closest. It took 5 weeks, almost as long as the Florida presidential recount. 5 weeks, two full recounts, three trips to court before I was finally declared the winner by a mere 121 votes. So yeah, a lot of tense moments and a lot of, did that vote count or didn't that vote count?
Right.
And a lot of suspicion as to who might be playing games. And we had some evidence had enough to say that we were concerned about the outcome.
Right.
Let's put it that way. Now, this, what we're going through right now, when you find a bunch of votes, thousands of votes that didn't get counted, when you find evidence that a whole bunch of votes that got counted got credited to the wrong candidate, when you find a data dump that is almost 100% for one candidate, I mean, that's just statistically impossible.
Exactly.
When you're talking about big batches of votes. When you find that this software, as we were talking about just before the break, has already been declared by objective experts as subject to fraud and unauthorized manipulation. That's straight from the Secretary of State's office, the examiners that looked at this software. In Texas.
And that's why they turned it down three times.
That's why they turned it down. But then when you find out who is using this stuff, here's a few of the states. See what they have in common. Here's some of the states that did use it on this election. Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania. anything in common with those states? Of course, they're all tight swing states.
Right.
So
controlled by Democrats, by the way, Bob.
Yeah, all of them. And let me state, it's one thing to say it could be manipulated. Somebody could play games. Somebody could commit fraud. Somebody could control the outcome of an election. And it's quite another to prove that they actually did.
Yes.
Well, out of this whole exercise, even if we don't come to a conclusion that somebody was playing big, big games. I think there were some games played.
No doubt.
That's my suspicion.
No doubt.
But if Joe Biden still gets sworn in as the president at the end of all this, wouldn't it be best if the next time we go through an election, Americans say, enough of this?
Yeah.
We've got to have the confidence in our election, in the system, and at least believe that the people we voted for are the right, the results are correct. Like, of course we should.
Bob, this is simple. We've purposely made it complicated. And in the complication, that's what gives place to the fraud and manipulation. This is really not that complex at all. We need one day, a national holiday day for voting, not, 3 months and not all this mail-in stuff. You have a voter ID card. You go, you cast your vote. You proudly stand in line to exercise your civil right and duty. And also you remind everybody what the ruling principle is. And it's interesting because on their websites, almost without exception, they will say something to the effect that we want to ensure that every legal vote counts, right? Something to that language. That, to me, is the ruling principle. And that, to me, is the ruling principle that got violated because they abandoned the ruling principle. The Democrat, and I'm going to say it straight, Bob. I mean, because this is something that has been a tradition for Democrats from time immemorial. I don't care if you're talking about Chicago. There's certain parts, you know, like you said, even in Colorado, where you get these little enclaves, these little queenships and kingships that are, are handled by these individuals who have been longtime bureaucrats, and they're in this powerful position, and they exercise what Stalin said. He says, this doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the vote. Right?
Yes.
And so that's what's going on. I mean, look at, let's quit fooling ourselves. And this is why the majority of Americans, and I mean every day, this is what I love about this country, is we still haven't abandoned common sense. I mean, you know, though the bureaucrats and the betters out there think, oh, you know, they've got everybody fooled and everything, there are people in the coffee shops across this country going, and we're paying these knuckleheads. They're cheating three ways to Sunday, and we're paying them, and Joe Biden wants to be the president-elect, and he may end up being the 46th president after everything is all said and done, but his entry, I mean, his election is so compromised, Bob, when you have the majority of America saying there is something fishy here in River City, that this election process has been totally compromised. A majority of Americans believe that right now. I mean, how is he going to bring us together?
Precisely. We deserve to believe that the proclaimed winner is actually the winner. When you said earlier that that most Americans, or majority of Americans, smell a rat, you're absolutely right. Why would they smell a rat when this Dominion voting system, this Smartmatic software that was used in those voting machines, when one of the investors is Dianne Feinstein's husband, Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff is their head lobbyist, when the guy who used to run George Soros's Open Society Foundation took care of the investment money, when he's chairman of the board of Smartmatic, why would anybody smell a rat when?
Is he the same guy that's on the transition team for Biden as well?
That's
another guy, yeah. Okay.
Peter Neffinger is the guy on the transition team for Biden, and he's on the board of these president of Smartmatic. Why would you think anything might be a little fishy?
Right.
I mean, holy cow.
Yeah. Well, Democrats do what Democrats do. I mean, I don't care if you're talking about Chicago and, as I said, some of these other highlighted areas. My good friend down in South Florida in Broward County, also, you know, he's headed elections as well, and particularly in Chicago. That's where he said he broke his teeth there. And the common thing was in Chicago, they said, well, we got all the votes. The votes are in. They would say, no. We haven't got the cemetery vote yet. You know, I mean, we laugh about it, and it's common, but this is what delegitimizes the whole process, and it's
exactly
as if
right.
The Democrats have jumped the shark on this time.
You're exactly right.
Well, again, if the ruling principle is to make sure that every legal vote counts, then everything about the process has to promote it. And clearly, Dominion voting systems and Smartmatic did not hold to that ruling principle. And that's why we find ourselves in the position that we are today, where America's citizens, you know, they're not going to believe half of them do not believe the outcome. And we're not even talking about reason here, Bob, is why you're going to get rid of somebody who's done all these great things for America, and you're going to get rid of this guy. This is unbelievable. Bob Beaupre, thank you as always.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, member FDIC. 45% of Americans say they overspent when purchasing holiday gifts in the past. Planning your holiday spending can help you stay on budget and save. Jason Gaughan, SVP of Credit Cards at Bank of America.
It's important to start with a plan for the holidays. Create a list of your potential expenses, track your purchases, and consider using a credit card that rewards your spending. With the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back in the category that you choose, including online shopping. Being prepared can help you focus on what truly matters, safely spending time with family and friends.
Using Bank of America's mobile app, you can create alerts to track your holiday spending and monitor account activity, like when a debit card charge is made online, when an account balance is low, or when mobile check deposits have been processed. To learn more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of the Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use approval at the end of the week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines should be ready to go by the end of the year.
By the end of December, we expect to have about 40 million doses of these two vaccines available for distribution.
That's good news coming on a grim day in the pandemic as the country passes 250,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from the disease per day last week. An additional 77,000 Americans remain hospitalized, and the country is averaging around 160,000 new COVID cases a day. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, think about it. Only in America can a president of the United States have one success record after another. Even dealing with a pandemic, he effects Operation Warp Speed, and in record time, analysts, people that know better, the experts say, in order to get a vaccine through the approval process, you're talking anywhere 4 to 8 years to get through the process. And it looks like this is going to happen in such rapidity. I mean, in less than a year. And it was all because of the leadership of one Donald Trump. I'm not saying he's the one that sat there in the laboratory mixing up the potions. I mean, I know Governor Cuomo would like to think that, maybe imagines that. No, that's not the way it happens. You build a team and you get experts around to affect the intended goal and objective. But here it is. You know, all these things are happening in a positive way for America. Record home buyership, people coming off of welfare rolls, income levels rising, more people back to work. I mean, such great signs, even with the headwinds of COVID-19. And America's answer is, let's fire the guy. I mean, this just does not make sense to me. And maybe Dr. Wilfred Riley can help me understand. He, of course, is the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And maybe that's another one. In fact, maybe that's the 11th fact. Anything that has to do with Donald Trump, according to Dorsey and to Zuckerberg and to Google, we can't talk about that either, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, to answer your question, why did America decide to fire the guy? I mean, the first answer is that from a purely empirical perspective, we still don't know if the country did. I mean, there are appeals going on in what now, four or five of these big swing states, and the margin of vote in all of them was incredibly close. I mean, you're talking in Georgia right now, it's 12,670. Mm. So, I mean, at the very least, this was a close election. And, I mean, looking at what we've seen with big recounts in the past, I would wait to see what happens. I mean, some people could be very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if America did make what looks like the decision, the country probably did. I mean, there are a lot of reasons for that. One is that we are incredibly split. So, I mean, a very large amount of that popular vote for Uncle Joe Biden came from a few big blue states. You're looking at California, for example. And we can't ignore the role of the media, which very consciously, for the 3-4 weeks up to the election, seemed to say nothing but negative things about Trump and nothing but positive things about Biden. If you look at that Hunter Biden story, for example, and what happened
right.
to that.
Right, exactly. And you got roughly a third of the people who voted said had they been aware of the Hunter Biden story, that would have influenced their vote. And they were not aware because, you know, of course, you had Twitter, you had Dorsey, you know, squish down and, you know, really stop the flow of information about it. He suspended the Twitter account of the Washington Post and then lied about it yesterday and saying that, they realized they made a mistake and had corrected it within, I think he said 24, 48 hours. Well, I mean, his idea of 24, I mean, he's supposed to be a smart guy. He doesn't know the difference between 2 days and 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I do think that now that the election's been won, I mean, a lot of, and I'm in this group, a lot of the sort of upper middle class media academic elite in this country was desperate to get rid of Trump. And I do think that there were obviously some pretty extreme steps taken to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at Facebook, for example, they didn't do what Twitter did, which is unethical enough, but they simply blocked the Hunter Biden story. And they said, well, our fact checkers can vet this and allow it if they want to. I mean, if your boss says you can do the thing I don't want you to do if you want to, you're probably not going to. I don't know if for at least the first week that story ever did get up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the election has been probably, again, decided in the direction that these guys wanted, I think you're going to see a lot of redefinition. Like something I've predicted for a long time is that the media is going to be brutal to Joe Biden.
Right.
They're embarrassed about what they did to remove Trump. Biden's vice president is a photogenic, relatively African-American woman. Joe himself is a bit of a crook. Republicans and Democrats have known this for a while. So after maybe that 100-day honeymoon period, they're going to tear into him constantly, and they're going to try to create the image of, we are a neutral media. We're brutal to everyone.
But right.
No, you were more brutal to the Republican guy to get the Democratic guy elected, and now you're brutalizing him to get the VP into his position. I mean, there's a very definite pattern to what's going on here. It's not just, oh, ha-ha, the media are tough on everybody, but that right. is the spin you're going to see.
Well, I want to go back and address what you said earlier about the influence of the media that they're not talking about here, Will, and has to do with squashing word of mouth. You know, a big part of communication and marketing is what people will say to other people. And we heard a lot about this, this shy Trump voter. What happened is they'd been beat up. I mean, like as if they were on the streets and they ran into some activists, BLMers or Antifaites, and they got beaten up to the point that they just said, hey, I'm not going to say anything. Well, in the normal realm of things, they would have been talking about, even though there was a percentage of people that chose not to get involved in public discourse. On the other hand, you saw people, I mean, there was a 96-mile parade in Arizona for Donald Trump. I mean, the enthusiasm gap between Trump and Biden was so obvious. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, well, I do think that to some extent, most people didn't vote for Biden. They voted against Trump. I mean, I absolutely do believe that Biden got a lot of votes because there was such intense dislike for and sort of love of Trump. To me, a lot of this comes down to very simple factor variables. Like, I do a lot of serious professional analysis, but I like to run small models when I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it weren't for COVID-19, first of all, we would have seen a different presidential outcome. I mean, that's the obvious elephant in the room. I don't think the GOP did a bad job. I don't even think the congressional-level Democrats did a terrible job with COVID. We're not first in the world if you look at population.
Mm-hmm.
But a disease pandemic, while you're the boss, is going to hurt you.
Right.
That's just a fact. But when you look at the media effects, So Trump lost by, let's say, 12,000 votes. So far, they found about 5,000 votes in Georgia.
Right.
Lost by similar margins. And when you're talking about Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, it's very difficult for me to believe that, for example, fair treatment of the Hunter Biden story wouldn't have swayed this election. And by the way, this is why the major media players, if you're looking New York Times, which is five blocks down the street from the Post, famous friendly relationship between those two rival groups of journalists.
Right.
Friendly rivalry. But, I mean, the reason they didn't cover this story is that they helped break the Hillary Clinton email story last time. And if you remember, Hillary Clinton was up by a point or two. This story broke. She'd had 30,000 emails apparently scrubbed from her server. She probably did it herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Comey, the FBI, brought this back a week before the election, and that's why she lost. So I think the media was terrified to do this again. And after all their ripping into Donald Trump, then ironically re-elected Donald Trump. So they played a big role. Also, I'm surprised no one's talking about the Libertarians here.
Mm.
Jorgensen ran a good race, got like 1.8% of the vote. Trump would have won by 1.7% if she hadn't been in the race. So there are a few very specific things that predicted that defeat. I mean, I think that enthusiasm was real. I don't think it was faked. Obviously, those weren't paid people. I think that there were public powerful forces that kind of countered that enthusiasm among just regular citizens, though.
Mm-hmm. Four years worth, Wilford. 4 years of negative reporting on Donald Trump. I mean, when you've got 92-95% of the mainstream media reporting negatively about this president, I mean, that's going to take its toll.
Yeah, one thing that I will say is that a lot of the groups, so in America, one of the things we've heard in recent years is that a lot of groups, right-wingers accurately, African-Americans fairly accurately, I mean, we're not represented by sort of these white leftist allies, but many groups have said, look, these media institutions depict us as knuckleheads, there's not an alternative. As a guy who leans on that right side, my response would be, I'm surprised someone hasn't built one.
Yes.
You've seen Fox move a little more left, and I think you are going to see that in response. I mean, like the Daily Wire, just looking at things as a potential investor down the road. I mean, they bought PragerU's or acquired PragerU's entire video library, just hired Candace Owens. I mean, I think you are going to see Epoch Times is now a top 10 newspaper.
Exactly.
I mean, you're going to see more institutions. That's the point there.
Well, and you're exactly right, especially at a time when so many of the institutions that we've relied on before, Dr. Riley, I mean, they have disappointed. They fail us. And this is why we're looking for alternatives. We've got more coming up.
It's a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%. You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, the professor is in the house. Dr. Wilfred Riley, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo. Great book. You need to get your hands on it if you have not. I'm sure you can get it in a stocking, and you can stuff it and give it to somebody as a holiday gift, a Christmas gift this year. It is money well invested. Taboo, 10 facts that you can't talk about. And you'll realize as you do, and as I did, he gives us 10, but inevitably you will start adding to that list because you realize that the title is a bit dynamic, and because our world is dynamic, and because we're finding out with our language, Professor, that words do matter. And who knew if we didn't have Maisie Hirono to teach us here recently that sexual preference is a word that's verboten.
Something that I often say both sides, and in particular the left, in this case it's really just the left, has started doing recently, which is taking words that are in very common use, like brawny or lazy, and attempting to paint them as insulting descriptors of minorities or poor people or something like that. I mean, the ultimate ridiculous example of this was coyotes, immigrant smugglers.
Right.
Donald Trump, during one of the debates, said, he pronounced it coyotes, bringing people across the border. This is 100% accurate. It's the Border Patrol's major wording.
Right.
And social media went crazy with pictures of, like, Wile E. Coyote holding a stick of dynamite, and what the hell is the president talking about, like, coyotes, which weigh about 40 pounds, trying to pick up people in their jaws and so on. And the next wave was the comment, well, this is a racist description, comparing Mexicans to animals. And the reality is that this is just BS. That's a term that anyone who lives near the border has heard, often in half-complimentary tones, mostly from Hispanic buddies. Mm-hmm. So you're now seeing this, the same thing, sexual preference. I suppose I don't read a lot of the idiocy on this side of the fence, but I would suppose the argument would be that you don't have a preference. You have an absolute orientation. So it's insulting to say. But I mean, this is just the kind of nonsense that's going on. The last one of these, the American Psychological Association just released a major press statement saying that you shouldn't use phrases like insane, crazy, or nuts to describe a good day, because they might offend people who have legitimate mental health issues. And I would bet you'll see the AP Wire and so on actually following along with this.
You see, this is all part and parcel of this cancel culture. You know, what they've done with our words and any way that you can be eliminated from the conversation and disqualified, they love doing it. And, you know, this has become the new art form. But at some point, and I mean, reason has to reign, and we've got to be able to push back and say, no, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. If that's what's in your heart, then you need to, you know, consider what's in your heart. That's not what's in my heart.
Yeah, well, the purpose of this, and you see this a lot in the scientific academy, is to brand things that are outside kind of this left-wing minority consensus as forbidden. So if I were to quote a great deal of scientific research, if I were to say that, for example, men and women are different and here's why, and quote eight or nine things, men are 20 times as violent, or if I were to say that many gay people, by no means all, were sexually abused as kids, or if I were to say that there are slight racial differences, in fact, more than slight, more than 100 points still, in test scoring. I don't think that's genetic, but it's there. Right. You have to look at it when you look at who gets what job. I wouldn't get booed off or I am popular at these events, but I would get a 30, 40 hostile questions. How could you say this? These are all just consensus facts. No one disputes
exactly
any of them.
Yes.
So you're trying to brand common sense as evil, as forbidden, so that only kind of the PC perspective is allowed. It's a real problem.
It's interesting in an era that we say we need to listen to the science, and then when you give them the science, they don't like the science.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, yeah. I've been in some of these debates online. I'm a data scientist. I focus on political science, but I feel
right.
qualified to consult in four or five different fields. And mm-hmm. I mean, very often I'll be discussing something like, you know, what I just mentioned, the different groups falling into different jobs. People will say, well, there must be some kind of positive discrimination in favor of Asians. They make up, a, you know, X amount of the computer science field. And the response to that is, I mean, Asians scored about 108 on your average IQ test. That's the average.
Right.
And also tend to be, without mocking, you know, great community, but physically smaller people. There aren't a lot of Asian guys in the NFL. It's not siphoning them off. So if you adjust for a few basic things like this, the percentage of Asian Americans that you would expect in tech is within 1%, there are actually a few more whites, of the percentage of Asian Americans you see in tech. And,
mm-hmm.
That sort of stuff, these unpolitically correct, obvious answers, if you study for the test, you'll do better on it. Guys are guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some discrimination against them. I don't think that there will be any elimination of the actual science, however, because it's so mm-hmm. obviously true.
Do they just misunderstand meritocracy? In as much as that, if you can get the job done, it's like, you know, hey, look, at a lot of us would like to play basketball, but it comes down to, can you put the ball in the hoop? Can you score? Can you defend? You know, and if you can't, then, plan B.
Yeah, a lot of this is cultural or even at the individual level, genetic luck. I mean, I'm a decent basketball player. If I were 7'1", I'd be in the NBA. Like, if, as a simple point, if I had my ball handling skills and jump shot and I were 7 feet tall, not 5'10", I would be in the highest professional basketball leagues, maybe the Chinese league after a few years. But I'm not 7'1". Like, there's one obvious predictive variable that explains why I'm not in the NBA, and that's the fact that I'm an average-sized man.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, this pattern of the science means what we want it to, getting back on track. You see about a lot of things. I mean, COVID-19 is the obvious example. I mean, a huge study just came out of Denmark, a Google Danish masks study. This is probably the best research so far in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And what it found is that there's certainly advantages to wearing a real medical mask, like an N95, if you work in, say, retail.
Right.
There are certainly advantages to wearing masks around elder seniors. Other than that, masks don't do anything. If you're around a bunch of healthy people that have an immune system that can fight off like COVID and you're standing 2 or 3 feet away, there's no point to wearing a mask at all. This Danish mask study. So that is the science. However, if you pointed that out, people would react to you by saying you're denying the science. So the science for all of the left and a lot of the hard right kind of means what we want to think.
Right.
And this goes on climate change. The actual climate change prediction is that over 125 years, the world will get 2 degrees warmer. I don't mean to be a jackass about this, but my suspicion is that we'll move inland. I don't think people are just going to stare at the water rising until they drown. I mean,
right.
There are ways to adjust to that level mm-hmm. of change.
Well, according to Al Gore and other, you know, eminent scientists on this particular issue. America should have, a good portion of America should be underwater by now. That was their prediction. And, I believe that if you make a prediction and it doesn't come true, then you have a little less credibility. But it seems that, this is one of those things that will not go away. They will insist and they will spout things off that have already been debunked. And, they're going to hold to their narrative no matter what, regardless of, the science that they say they believe in.
Yeah, I mean, that's an actually important point. I have Earth in the Balance and An Inconvenient Truth on my bookshelf. I mean, I am a scientist. I read science on right and left. But it's specifically correct that of the four or five major predictions made in the book, the only one that's kind of come true is the actual increase in warming. We haven't, even that didn't come true, but we haven't actually seen mass melting of Greenland. It turns out Arctic ice is a lot tougher than Al Gore, who's not a geologist, thought. We've seen beaches around, for example, Manhattan enhanced simply by dumping sand there. I mean, we can tear down mountains and extend the beaches at any point. The low countries in Europe, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, they come from processes like that. So, and this just goes on and on. Like, in a sentence, most scientific doomsday predictions, Y2K, peak oil, Club of Rome, population bomb, all of that stuff, global cooling, remember that from the 80s,
yes.
Acid rain?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All of those turn out to be completely false. Mm-hmm. Something like 60% of scientific papers aren't replicable, which means to a certain extent what was found isn't true. So that doesn't mean, roll coal in your pickup truck and eat spotted owls for dinner. But it does mean when someone says we need to change all of democratic society to prevent a 500,000 deaths, two questions are, one, why? And two, will there be a 500,000 deaths? We're still around 200,000 even from COVID-19, much less climate change.
Exactly. And, of course, we listened to the same people that gave us this faux science about climate change. They're back, and they have infiltrated and I would say polluted the waters, the intelligent waters that we needed in dealing with COVID-19. I mean, the models that they put out initially, millions of people were going to die, and they scared the holy what-have-you out of people, and here we are. And we've given place to these, as you tweeted about, these dictators in these blue states that have just jumped the shark on this deal. I mean, forget about the U.S. Constitution and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You've got these governor dictators now that are in charge. They're large, and get out of the way, or, we're going to send the Gestapo after you.
Well, this to me is truly remarkable. I mean, whether or not I wear one every single day, I don't have a problem with mask mandate. I mean, there are things the government has done to deal with disease epidemics in the past, like quarantine the very elderly, people over 70, and ask people to wear masks. I mean, that's what we did in 1918. But yeah, what we're seeing now is something unprecedented. Like the idea during the height of the SIP orders, the idea that you could tell 350 million healthy people that they couldn't leave their house.
Yes.
Is incredible. It's remarkable. And it illustrates what level of potential dictatorship people are capable of with modern technology, where a lot of businesses, including mine, wanted you to check in with them if you came to the work location. Like, all that goes on through computers. It would be impossible to do when most people are cowboys or working on the railroad.
Right.
But I mean, I think of this almost as a test case. Like, expect to see this again.
I'm with you on that. I've been saying for a long time we're being conditioned for something grander down the road. This is kid stuff. This is all just preconditioning.
Not entirely false. So there's a famous old quote: the ability to destroy something combined with the will to do so gives you the power to control it utterly. If you have a network that can monitor everyone in the country, you'll probably use it.
Well, we're seeing it with our eyes wide open, ladies and gentlemen, and this is still, for as long as it can be, a government of, for, by, we the people, and it requires we the people to take a stand for freedom or else. Dr. Wilfred Riley, political science professor at Kentucky State University, has been our guest. Thank you, Wilfred. Appreciate it. Take care.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination.